Bonneville. The town of Bonneville has doubled its funding to a program meant to gather toxic household materials from residents, after Alberta eliminated a subsidy for the cost of disposing waste collected under the program. That means Bonneville area residents who have paint cans, old electronics, used oil and old tires kicking around their homes will have a chance to ditch those items and more at the Bonneville Fire Hall on September 25. The toxic waste roundup, which is paid for jointly by the town and MD of Bonneville, costs about $13,000 to run, based on disposal volumes from 2019. The town had already earmarked $3,000 for the program, but town council agreed on August 4 to a request from the MD to provide an additional $3,500. Town of Bonneville Coun. Lorna Storichuk, who made the motion to approve the additional funding, said some Alberta municipalities have cancelled their toxic roundups altogether this year, sending that waste to the landfill instead. However, Bonneville had already committed to a contractor and its roundup was already scheduled. I feel this year we should go ahead with it, and see what happens in years to come, she said. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on September 25 and usually sees anywhere from 120 to 160 residents dropping off waste over the course of the day, said Brad Allen, the manager of waste services for the MD of Bonneville. We do get a lot of material and it's quite a busy four-hour stint, said Allen, who is in his seventh year of running the program. Alberta Recycling and DBS Environmental, a waste management contractor that operates out of Lethbridge, process the items collected through the program. Town of Bonneville Coun. Renee Van Brabant said he has worked a number of toxic roundups in the past and has seen large volumes of waste collected. It's unbelievable, the amount of stuff. You would figure next year would be less, but it isn't. It's just more and more every year, he said. Although the program was cancelled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Allen told Lakeland Today he isn't expecting a big uptick in residents dropping off waste, since landfills accept most of the materials as well throughout the year. However, the Roundup program offers residents a convenient way to get rid of unwanted products. They come to town on a Saturday afternoon and bring their materials in, they don't really have to handle it. They just have to load it up, and we have a good crew of people working there, Allen explained. We grab it out of the box of your truck, back of your car, whatever, and then you just drive away.